Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
All right, with that being said, Danny, let's just go. We'll get more into the trade deadline as it gets closer. We still got about two more weeks until it gets for real.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we need to pick a team.
We'll pick a team next week. Let's go. But this week on Thursday, all stars will be named. And I think there's so many different interesting elements to it. Number one, the all-star game is going to be different now because homies fumbled it. The game is not the same anymore. Like, it's trash. Let's just be real. So they're trying to do different elements to try and make it a more competitive product, a more entertaining product to watch on the court. I find it very interesting that LaMelo Ball is one of the most voted for players in the league. I think that in itself should start to really get the NBA prepared for this newer era. He's on a team that isn't playing well, that's not in a big market, and he's probably one of the top six
voters?
Yeah, he's one of the top six vote getters. The newer age NBA fan loves them some LaMelo Ball. It's just a new era. I do think, though, Danny, it's going to be interesting. We are going to see some new names. Cade Cunningham will be an all-star.
Absolutely. Should be.
He's absolutely hooping. I think there's going to be also Victor Wembanyama. He will be an all-star. Now, the interesting thing, there's some players like Jalen Williams has an opportunity here. Jalen Green, Evan Mobley. I think what we're going to see with this all-star game, Danny, more than ever, this is – and I said this the other day, the KD, LeBron, Steph Curry era is over. Mm-hmm. The Olympics, that was their last hurrah. Like, mm-hmm. Yes, they'll all be in the All-Star game for sure. And it's in San Francisco, so I'm sure Steph Curry's going to want to put on the show. But this league is officially the league of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, Nikola Jokic, Giannis Antetokounmpo,
Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum.
It is their league now. The old guard, this is their last time around in the All-Star game, but I think you're also going to see some newer players ushered in who are going to have a chance to become part of that spotlight, just like a Cade Cunningham, who will for sure be an all-star. Just your thoughts on where things are, and it really feels like this is the fact that the Lakers aren't a good team. The fact that the Suns are a play-in team. The fact that the Warriors are a play-in team at best. It just shows you where we are. The changing of the guard has officially happened again. I think the Olympics were the last hurrah.
I agree 100%, man. And the league is moving forward and very quickly. Those guys should be – some of those guys you mentioned should be all-stars this year. You know, I like Cade a lot. And to put Detroit where they are right now, winning matters. I like LaMelo's game a lot as well, but they're just not winning enough to me. So the guys that I have to put ahead, you got to give Cleveland three all-stars.
No, you don't have to. You don't – just because they're winning a lot doesn't mean they have three all-stars. Danny, an all-star is not just a resemblance of the team's record. It is a resemblance of your star power. And let's keep it real. Cleveland doesn't have three stars. They don't have three stars. Like, and I know I'm biased here.
So Golden State.
I would rather have Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns are more deserving than any two players on the Cleveland Cavaliers, because they are star players. No, of course, they will definitely make it for sure. Yeah. I'm just saying, I just want to, I want to, I want to buck back at the notion that just because your team is winning, that you deserve a certain level, certain number of All-Stars. This is the All-Star game. We're not. This is not the best team game. All-Star game.
Winning matters, and most awards, almost every award. And when you're presented an All-Star, because you're the best team for a reason. And I think OKC should get two, and Cleveland should get at least two. You can't tell me they can't get two. We had
Golden State can get two, but they don't get four.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because they had four All-Stars. Because they had
Draymond's numbers were good enough to be an All-Star.
All right.
That's the reason why Draymond was an All-Star. It wasn't because he was a star, it was because they won. So considering that fact, that they were winning, those teams should be, because Jalen Williams should be an All-Star. I don't care what his numbers are.
Yes, of course.
He's an All-Star. Evan Mobley should be an All-Star.
No, he's not an All-Star. He's not an All-Star. He's not a star. He's not a, like, he's
a lot of guys that aren't stars that make the All-Star game, bro. That's just the fact.
And I'm not saying that's okay. And maybe that mentality of just putting guys who are winning teams on the court is the reason why the All-Star game sucks.
No, like, it's because nobody wants guys to compete.
Yeah, that's also true.
And that's because you have more stars. The more stars you have, the less they compete. So the more you have less of those stars, I think you'll have a better All-Star game. That's just my take. I don't know. I think you have Evan Mobley and the guys that are, you know what I'm saying, the Draymonds wouldn't make it competitive. You know, the superstars, the ones that chill and relax and don't want to get hurt. I think you have more of those guys, but you can't tell me the team, they're head and shoulders above everybody, especially record. They're beating Boston. You can't tell me they can't get two All-Stars. You can't tell me.
No, they can get two.
You gotta find space for two.
They don't have enough star power.
I'm giving that because they're so good. I'm going Evan. As much as I like Darius a lot too, but I think Evan's the reason why they are.
I will let that slide, but I absolutely
Jalen Williams should be an All-Star.
Three All-Stars from the Cavaliers. They don't have three stars.
I'll give you that.
They don't have three stars.
But to me, it doesn't matter. They don't have two stars. You know, saying
they don't have two stars. But
they deserve two guys in the All-Star game. So I'll give you that. They're not a third, but they deserve two guys in the All-Star. OKC, they deserve two people at least in the All-Star. Okay.
But they also have two stars. I consider Jalen Williams a star.
100%. I agree with you. But to me, you don't necessarily have to be a star to make the All-Star game. And you should be rewarded for winning and for being an impact player on the team. Your team's winning, especially when you're beating teams you have no business. They have no business being ahead of Boston. And not only ahead of Boston, they're ahead of Boston by like seven games. Like, it's not even close. They're the number one team in the league.
You know what? All right. Actually, you know what? We'll end with this. Since you brought up the Cavaliers. And I remember going into the season, you and I were actually high on the Cavaliers in terms of their win total and them going over it. And a lot of that we gave I gave credit to Kenny Atkinson coming in. And I specifically pointed out that Kenny Atkinson had a lot of experience of playing with two non-shooting bigs when he was the assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors. Obviously, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney, whatever alignments they had, usually they don't have two shooting bigs, not even one shooting big. In Golden State, and somehow he made it work. So I thought he would be able to make it work in Cleveland. I think what's also interesting, though, Danny, is that not only is Kenny Atkinson making it work in Cleveland, but J.B. Bickerstaff, a guy that you didn't have the best experiences with when you were in Cleveland, he's making it work in Detroit. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Atkinson and Bickerstaff and how they've been able to outperform expectations?
I give them both a good amount of credit, but also give a lot of credit to the players. You know what I'm saying? Like, those groups have been together for a while. Cade has been unbelievable. Malik Beasley, the front office, they did a good job of picking up pieces. Tim Hardaway Jr., even with Jaden Ivey
being out. They got some shooters around Cade.
They got some vets in there. They brought in Tobias. They brought in some pieces to help be mature. And I think JB, even though said, I may not be the biggest fan, I think he's the right guy for the job when it comes to like a rebuild situation or a team that's kind of building up. You know, he does a lot of repetition. He does a lot of the small details. And I think that helps for groups like that. Now, when it comes to like a team that's trying to win now, I think he's very new to said the playoff series that I played with him. It was one of his first, might have been his first exact playoff series. So it was new to him. I just don't think he was ready for that yet. So, you know, I can't knock him, but for the group like he has with what he's with now in Detroit and rebuild situation, I think he's perfect for that type of job because he was that type of guy when Cleveland, before they are who they are now, he was that type of guy. So I give them a lot of credit, man. They've done an amazing job of putting themselves in positions and spots that nobody expected. So they deserve their flowers. They deserve a lot of credit for putting those groups together. Also just figuring it out with injuries, with health issues, and then winning some games. I said Detroit's well past the winning game mark they had last year, and there's still more games to go. And with the way Cade's balling, I could see them continuing, you know, to win more games.
They might mess around and be a top six seed. That is something crazy in itself.
That'd be a crazy turnaround from last year to this year. That's coach of the year candidate.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely something to be considered. All right, guys, we got to get up out of here. This has been Inside the Green Room. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the weekend of basketball. But also, let's keep it real. Also, enjoy those NFL games. It's going to be crazy. And I'll say this right now. I'm not trying to see Patrick Mahomes win another Super Bowl, bro.
Not many people are, except for the Kansas City Chiefs. Only Kansas City fans want to see that happening. Everybody else wants to see something new. Yeah, he's ridiculous. He's a killer.
Stop it now. Stop it. Just we got Josh Allen, get the job done. We are not trying to see Mahomes in the Super Bowl again.
Come on now. Somebody get it done.
Somebody.
That being said, read, rate, subscribe, review. You know what to do. Catch y'all next week. Peace.